Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Hey Jasmine, I was wondering, what exactly is this?
This is a third-party call center that assisted over 100 different online companies, so I would have to have the account pulled up to inform you of that.
Okay, health challenge formula or health challenge solutions?
I would have to locate your account. May I have your zip code, please?
29406.
All right, thank you. And may I also have your first and last name?
My name is William Hall, H-A-L-L.
Do you go by anything other than William?
No, not as far as bank statements and stuff like that, no.
Okay, so if you would have made an online account, would you have put anything else other than William?
No, ma'am.
Okay, can you verify your address for me?
I don't know what this is because I've had two different withdrawals.
And I explained previously, this is a third-party call center for a number of different online companies. So in order for us to be able to provide you with any information pertaining to the company or the charges, that the account has to be verified first to determine whether or not we're speaking to the person who actually has access to this account.
Okay.
So I would need you to verify your address on the account, please.
8540, yeah, but I don't know what account it is. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yes, sir, and I'm more than happy to tell you once you verify. I'm sorry, what was your address?
8540 Delhi Road, North Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay, and now you stated that it's showing up on your statement. What would be the last four digits of the card number that's showing up on, which statement it's showing up on?
It's not. It's the phone number. This is the phone number I have.
Okay, so how was the charge taken? Was it taken by a debit card withdrawal?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where this came from.
You're making it difficult for me to be able to assist you because you don't want to verify the last four digits of the card number that was used when the order was submitted, or either tell me if you go by anything other than William. Because most people whose names are William, they, you know, have a nickname, whether it's Bill or Tony or, I'm sorry?
Right, Tony, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. I don't know where this came from.
Well, it's showing that the account has a name for a Tony Hill. There was an order was placed for Clorexin RX as well as Testo XL. They're male enhancement formulas that help with increasing libido, stamina, and blood flow. It shows that you registered for a trial with us on March the 15th, where you paid the shipping and handling costs to receive the product for an introductory 14-day trial period, and the account had never been canceled, so therefore you were billed for the product outside of the trial time frame.
Oh, well, that needs to be taken off because I had no idea it was a one-time order, and that was it. That's the only thing I signed up for was a one-time
order. Well, it indicated that it was a trial, so... And the trial time frame was only 14 days, which you had to try the product and make the determination whether it's something you wanted to receive on a monthly basis. If you don't cancel within 14 days, then you're billed for that product that you have. And then 30 days later, that's when your first reoccurring shipment goes out. It's a reoccurring shipment program. All that information would have been provided online before you submitted your order.
Yeah, no, all of it wasn't. The only thing I did was pay $14 and then shipping and handling, and that was it. It had nothing to do with no $89 or $87 like I've been charged. I didn't sign up for any of that.
Yes, sir, that information was provided when your order was submitted online as well.
Well, yeah, I didn't see that part of it or I would have never submitted it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And then, you know, $89 was taken out of my account, and then $87 was taken out of my account. I'm like, okay, what is this? I have no idea about it. So I guess I'll call the bank and have them handle it because I didn't sign up for that. So you said you got to go back online to cancel it? That don't make any sense.
You would have had to call in like you're doing today. You would have had to call in and cancel.
Well, then go ahead and cancel it, and I'll inform the bank, and then they can deal with it.
In a bank dispute process, they will reach out to us. We'll provide them with the terms and conditions that were provided to you when the order was submitted that shows that the charges are valid. And at that point, it sometimes make you ineligible to receive a refund. We can offer you a 35% courtesy refund of the charges, but unfortunately, the system won't allow us to fully refund the account because the account was never canceled inside of the agreed-upon time frame.
Oh, okay. So it shows to where I so it shows where I went online and I signed up for this to have $89 being taken out of my account twice in 2 days because
a monthly basis. It's a monthly reoccurring shipment program. Being that you didn't cancel, you did give us permission. You stated that you were over the age of 18 and older, and that you also read and agreed to the terms and conditions that were given. The maximum refund that our company will allow us to issue is a 50% refund of the charges. And I can fully cancel the account out, which will prevent any more charges in the future. But
yes,
unfortunately, those charges are non-refundable.
Yeah, definitely cancel it because I didn't even sign up for that. So,
so I'm go ahead and get the 50% refund process for you. Please hold.
Jesus Christ.
Please continue to hold. I'm processing your refunds. Okay, so the refund orders have been processed. It takes approximately 3 to 5 business days to receive it back to your account. And the account has been fully canceled. The cancellation email will be sent to the email address we have on file.
What is that email address you have on file?
One moment, please. All right, so the email address is jci.com.
Yes.
All right, so you'll be receiving the emails to that email address that we have listed on file. The 50% for each charge refunds have been processed, as well as the account is fully canceled from any additional charges or shipments going out for future purposes.
Okay.
All right, so thank you for contacting customer service and have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Bye. Thank you.